This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite a coronavirus outbreak, North Korea found time to conduct a ballistic missile test Monday.
South Korea's military says the two ballistic missiles traveled about 240 kilometers before splashing into the sea off the east coast. The weapons appear similar to the kind North Korea tested repeatedly in 2019, which were enough to raise tensions, but not to totally derail nuclear talks. North Korea had warned of major tests after the U.S. ignored its end-of-year deadline to offer more concessions in the negotiations. There were hopes the virus concerns could at least ease military tensions, especially after the U.S. and South Korea postponed joint military drills that the North sees as provocative. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
And now that the U.S. has confirmed the first two deaths from coronavirus, the Trump administration is working to assure Americans that everything is under control.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar stressed the uncertainty of coronavirus spread while touting the administration's protective steps.
We don't know where this will go, that we will see more cases, that we will see continued community spreading in the United States as we're seeing around the world. We are actively working on a vaccine. We're going to work to protect the American people with every tool that we've got.
Vice President Mike Pence, whom Trump appointed to lead the government's response, urged Americans not to panic.
The average American does not need to go out and buy a mask. We have more than 40 million masks available today. We've contracted now with 3M to 35 million more masks per month will be produced, and we're also going to be working with other manufacturers.
President Trump has announced the U.S. is issuing more travel restrictions and warnings in an effort to help prevent the spread of the virus. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The Taliban says it will not participate in intra-Afghan talks until roughly 5,000 of its prisoners are released, its spokesman said on Monday. A pact signed between the United States and the Taliban in Doha Saturday said that up to 5,000 jailed Taliban would be released by March 10th. However, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on Sunday rejected that demand. Turkey launched what it deemed retaliatory strikes in Idlib. A sharp escalation of tensions with Syria. Reuters' Soraya Ali.
Turkey destroyed Syrian army air defense systems, wiped out more than 100 tanks and downed 2 planes. The attack was their response to last week's airstrike that killed 33 Turkish soldiers. Tensions in Syria have escalated between the Turkey-backed rebels and Russian-backed Syrian government forces in the country's northwest Idlib province. Increasing fears that the two regional powers will be brought into direct confrontation. Turkey's defense minister said they have no intention of facing Russia, but dubbed the mission a success.
The campaign of Pete Buttigieg announced Sunday evening he is dropping out of the Democratic presidential race after a disappointing fourth-place finish and Saturday's South Carolina primary, in which he won no delegates. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Buttigieg is a military veteran and a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He won the Democratic caucuses in the neighboring state of Iowa early last month and came in a strong second place in the New Hampshire primary that followed. But he failed to draw the interest of minority voters. Buttigieg announced his decision Sunday in a speech in South Bend.
We began this unlikely journey with a staff of 4 in a cramped office right here in South Bend, Indiana, right down Washington Street. No big email lists, no personal fortune. Hardly anybody knew my name, and even fewer could pronounce it.
There are 6 Democratic presidential candidates left to compete in this week's Super Tuesday contest, in which Democratic primaries are held simultaneously in 14 states. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A U.S. federal judge Sunday ruled that Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, was unlawfully selected as acting director. U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss said that Cuccinelli was not legally the first assistant to the director under the Federal Vacancies Reform Act and could not be named acting director. According to court documents, Lee Francis Cisna, the then Senate-confirmed director, resigned, and according to FVRA, his first assistant, then-deputy director Mark Cummins, was expected to automatically assume the post of acting director. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.